church in the rural environment represents, very significantly, some dimension of experience, some point of reference that isn't going to go away. Other things do go away. Work, infrastructure, services. The church really needs to be there saying consistently, we're not going anywhere. It's exactly the same point as the church in the inner city, essentially. When other things drain away, we are committed to not draining away because of the belief in a God who doesn't give up and go away. Now, what that means isn't always what people would like it to be. It can't be the parson in every parish in the fantasy Victorian sense. But that leaves us with some very interesting, very important questions to ask about how we express that basic fidelity. Here is church as a national body committed to staying with the rural experience at a time when quite a lot in our culture obscures, muddles, or ignores that. And I think that's a very important call for us as a church. A very practical one, in exactly the kind of context that Sue was talking about. So, having said that, I want to go on next to that practical range of things which a church that is not going to go away has to be involved in. I mentioned a little while ago the pressing importance of rural mental health issues, the whole well-being agenda, where the church can provide extremely significant support and help. We've talked about the role of the church in changing attitudes to consumption and marketing in that environment. We could talk about carpools for isolated rural communities, and we could talk about post offices in rural churches. And we could go on and on and on in that vein, and there's a great deal there that we can, I think, quite properly say the church is not only well equipped to do, but is doing. And to go right back to the first question about the big society, it is, I think, absolutely true that a certain amount of what gets talked about now as big society shaped stuff is precisely what has been going on already for a while. And what it needs is not so much exaltation as capacity building. And the challenge, therefore, is how do we get government, local and national, to build capacity in the countryside for groups like the churches to serve as they can serve, or to go on serving as they are already serving, more importantly. So all that range of services that can be offered, unspectacularly, small scale, low-key, but vital, all of that we are doing, we have to carry on doing, and we do it not just because there's a gap to be filled, but because underneath it all lies that essential gospel imperative of showing that there is something, someone, who is faithful when so much else in the environment proclaims unfaithfulness, betrayal, or abandonment. That's the heart of it, that's the real heart of it. But finally, I suppose that will only be real and life-changing if it's a matter not just of doggedly hanging on, as the language I've been using just might suggest, but a matter of celebration. Communities need focus for celebration. It may be seasonal, it may be personal, it may be communal, it may be any number of things. And that common celebration may sometimes be the acknowledgement of shared trauma, and it may sometimes be the acknowledgement of shared joy. But the church, in the countryside, perhaps more visibly, more obviously than in most other contexts, is there as a focus for that kind of affirmation, the community finding meaning. The church being there to give the language, the acts, the rhythms, the motions to go through, for expressing meaning, and gratitude and thanksgiving about meaning. So I wouldn't want to leave this subject without underlining celebration as an element in the life of the Royal Church. We've rightly talked about challenges and problems a great deal, and there's plenty to talk about. But I suspect that for an awful lot of people in rural settings, what the church may primarily be associated with is celebration of one kind or another. It's where festivals happen. It's where significant events are marked. It's where people put the meaningful bits of their lives and take them forward and explore them. That surely has to be at the heart of the mission in the rural environment.
Thank you very much.